Okay, good morning. Thank you for coming. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Ches. Let's start again on Zayin Amud Beis. Again, the big discussion that we've had for several days is that we have a special verse, a special word, I should say, within the verse in Parshas Achremos, where the Torah teaches us the different arayos, the different prohibited relatives. Man's not allowed to sleep with his mother, with his mother-in-law, with his daughter, with his sister, with the sister of his wife, with the wife of his brother. So in all these different arayos, the pasuk about the sister of wife, the prohibition of sleeping with sister of wife, has the word aleha in it. The word aleha links us back to the mitzvah of Yibum, where we have Yivama Yavo aleha. That tells us that this pasuk of don't sleep with the sister of wife is referring to a case of Yibum. In a case of Yibum, do not sleep with the sister of wife. And then the question becomes, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that in Yibum don't sleep with sister of wife? Yibum is a mitzvah say, sister of wife is a lo ta'aseh sheyesh ba kares, a prohibition with kares. When will we ever say that a mitzvah say, overrule? So, looking here at Zayin Amud Beis, one of the proposed answers to this question. Ella, sort of the middle here of Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Sakadaita Chamina, would have thought to say, Tasi, that we would have thought that Yibum overrules sister of wife, Bememotzinu Meishasach, through a regular derivation, we find this with wife of brother. That's a prohibition. It gets pushed aside by Yibum. So maybe the prohibition of sister of wife also gets pushed aside. That's what we would have thought. Ma'ishasach miyabma, just like a wife of brother, there's Yibum. Afachos isha tisyabim. So to sister of wife, there could be Yibum. So the Gemara Midamis, they're comparable. Hasam chari sura, hachatrei suri. When you have Yibum up against wife of brother, Yibum's against one prohibition. When you have Yibum up against sister of wife, there are two prohibitions here. There's wife of brother on her, plus there is sister of wife. And so the Gemara, Ma'u de Tzema, we'd have thought without the Pasuk of Aleha, that Hoil be Ishtari Ishtari. Since the prohibition of wife of brother gets permitted, the prohibition of sister of wife gets permitted as well. So you need a pasuk to say that it does not. What's my source to tell you that we say such a thing? Once one prohibition is rolled away, other prohibitions too. The Tanya Lindin of Bryson regards to a Tamei person entering the Azara. Normally, a Tamei individual is not allowed to enter the courtyard of the temple. The Torah says, they need to send out of the camp, a mitzvah say. Any tamei, any mitzora, any person who's a tamei mace. We know that there's an exception to that. The exception is a mitzora on his eighth day. A mitzora on his eighth day is not yet fully tor. He's still mechusar kipurim. He's still finished missing the sacrifices that would make him fully tor. But part of the sacrifice is him standing there. Part of the sacrifice is him standing in Shaar Nicanor and the blood of the Asher Mitzora being placed on his right thumb and on his right toe. He has to put his right thumb and right toe into the Azara. So that's permitted. That's the only way to make him pure. What happens if there's another impurity? That morning, besides the impurity of Mitzora that he has to get rid of, after the morning broke, he also became a Balkari. He had semen. He went to the mikvah. So we learned in a brisa, mitzora shechal shmini shel erev Pesach. If you have a mitzora, his eighth day, the day that he's supposed to become pure, is on an erev Pesach. V'ra keri bo b'yom, and that day on erev Pesach, he has some keri. V'tzavon, he went to the mikvah. Amr chacham, the sages say, af b'shem tfu yom acher nichnas, even though other tfule yom are not allowed to enter into the azara. Zen nichnas, this one's allowed to enter. Better that this mitzvah say that has kares with it should come. In other words, if he's not going to go in, he's not going to become pure. If he's not going to become pure, he's not going to be able to bring his carbon pesach. Not going to be able to eat carbon pesach tonight. He's going to get kares for missing out on the mitzvah say of carbon pesach. So better that this mitzvah say of Karban Pesach that has Kare should overrule the other mitzvah say of Yishalchum and Amachaneh, they should send out of the camp the people who are Tzame. Amr Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with the Mishnah, with the Braisa. Rabbi Yochanan held Dvar Torah that biblically afilu asei laispei for a tvul yom, for someone who had carry and then went to the mikvah, there's not even a mitzvah say saying he has to be sent out of the camp. But it's rather just a din d'rabbanan. It's only a din d'rabbanan. The rabbanan waive their din, they waive their law to enable a person to bring Karban Pesach and eat Karban Pesach. Shenemar, how do we see that it's a rabbinic law? Because the verse says, "Vayamod Yoshafat v'kahal Yehuda lifnei achatzar achadasha." Yoshafat, the king, stood before the new courtyard. My chatzar chadash would mean a new courtyard. He stood before the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was built by Shlomo. It was many generations before Yoshafat. Rabbi Yochanan explained. Shechidshu badvarim. Yoshafat was the one who made the courtyard new. He made new laws for the courtyard. Remember when they said in the days of Yoshafat, Tvul Yom lo yikanis l'machne levia. Someone who went and carried and went to the mikvah, Tvul Yom, cannot enter into the camp of the Levian. Vamar Ulan Ula explained, Matam, what's the reason why a Baal Keri, who is a Mitzor on day 8, is allowed, according to the Braisa, is allowed to stand in Shaar Nikanor? The answer is, Hoil, Hutar Litzarato, since at the beginning of the morning, before he had Keri, he was a mitzorah still, with Guz Machusar Kippurim. He was a mitzorah missing his sacrifices. So that's still Tumah. That Tumah was permitted in order to remove the tzaras. That's permitted. We allow him to stand in Shaar Nikanor. So once one thing's permitted, Huta Lekiruyo. So the Tumah of Keri also gets permitted. Says the Gemara, Midami Lidu'ula. Can you compare our verse about Achos Isha to Ula? Hey, nah, it would make sense. Now, starting today's daf, daf ches, heichal d'nasa meis. If the brother who died, he got married first. In other words, you have Reuven and Shimon. Shimon married first. And Shimon, there are two sisters. There's Rachel and Leah. Shimon marries Leah. Rachel's not married at all. Shimon dies. So if nasa meis, and then, after the meis died, nasa chai, then Reuven marries the other sister. So then you'd be similar to Migudish Darius Reishasach, since the first prohibition, the prohibition of being wife of brother, got permitted. We'll say also, Ishtri Nami Achos Isha, the second prohibition, the prohibition that came later, the prohibition of being sister's wife, also gets permitted by the Yibum. Elabat Nasachai V'yachakach Nasameis. But if the brother who's still alive was the one who married the sister first, and then his brother marries, Yisra Achos Isha Kadim, the prohibition of being sister of wife comes first. So if it came first, it's not being knocked out. So then you can't say this. Well, we don't need a pasuk to say that in this case, this prohibition is not knocked out. There would be no reason. There's no hoel of ishtri. There's no permissibility that's rolling and should permit other things too. And even if the brother who died married first, again, you can only say the svara of whole vishri vishri, since it was permitted, since one thing's permitted, the other thing's also permitted. If the one who is going to die gets married and dies, and only after he died, then his surviving brother went and married the sister. And the chazan of the Beni Beni, this woman had a moment before her sister married her brother-in-law, before her sister married her Yavam. She was permitted to her Yavam. So then we can say, since she was permitted for a moment, maybe the permission also rolls further. So I need a pasuk to say it doesn't. Because it would be similar to all Bishvi Yishri, where the Mechusar Kippurim is permitted, then becomes a Balkari and it's full Yom, and again becomes permitted. Ella, however, Nasa Meis, the Lomes, if the brother-in-law who's going to die marries the sister, he does not die. The Acha Kachna Sachai. And then his brother marries her sister. So Lo Ichzi Leklau. Then this woman never had a moment where she was permitted to this man. So she never had a moment permitted to this man. And you don't say, oh, Vishri Vishri. Yila Modi Ula. Wouldn't Ula agree now? Shimra Keri Balel Shmini, that if our Mitzorah on the night of day 8 has semen. So now by the time the day 8 breaks, he's not permitted because he's already someone who had semen. And ein machdes yad of the bahonos. And he's not going to be allowed to go in on Erev Pesach and put his hand there in Shaar Nikanor. Shlo yatsa b'shah, shehi ruhu yalav yiba karban. He didn't go out to have a moment of being able to bring the karban. So, okay. All right. So this would be true. But at least for this case.
So two brothers.
Ela ki itzrich aleh. So when would we need aleh to say that the prohibition of Achos Isha stays and we don't push it off? In this particular case, Eichad Anasa Meis, where Shimon marries Rachel, who Meis and Shimon dies, Yacharkach Nasa Chai, and then Reuven marries Leah. So when Shimon had died, Rachel was permitted for a moment, then Reuven married Leah. Okay, then I would have thought that since the permissibility started, the permissibility is going to roll over to Achos Isha too, the same way we have with the Mechusar Kippur. Once the permissibility starts of the Tumah, it rolls over to Tvul Yom too. That's when you have a Pasuk of Allah to say not that it doesn't happen. Yeah, question?
No, I got it. You have the wrong answer.
Okay, so that's yet another answer. You buy a Sema, alternatively we can give you a different answer. All right, again, our question that we keep dealing with is, we said, what's the source that erva is not permitted in a situation of yibum? We said the source that erva is not permitted in a situation of yibum is a verse about the sister of the wife. Torah says a man should not marry his wife's sister, and it has extra words in that verse. It has the word aleha, has the word b'chayeha. So the word Allah connects us to Yibum, and it's saying therefore that even in a case of Yibum, a man cannot marry the sister of his wife. So the Gemara asks, well, I need a verse for it. Yibum is a mitzvah. Marrying the sister of the wife is a big Avera. It's not just an Avera, it's an Avera with Kares. Mitzvahs don't overrule Averas with Kares. That was the question. We gave different answers. Maybe mitzvahs do overrule Averas with Kares. Maybe it's needed for a particular, what we're just saying now, it's needed for a particular scenario. One particular scenario where the sister of wife was initially not the sister of wife, she was just his sister-in-law. She had married his brother, and his brother died, so now she becomes permitted to him, and now he chooses to go marry her sister, which he should have never have done, but he did it. He goes and marries her sister. One, she's already connected to him through the Zika. And in that case would have thought once the permissibility on this woman had started, because her prohibition of Eshet Ach had become permitted, maybe the prohibition of Achos Isha that comes later will also be permitted, like we find with Mechusar Kippurim and Tvul Yom. And so you need a pasuk to say, no, it doesn't become permitted. That's what we need it for. The Ibai is saying, well, alternatively, I can give you another answer. Asya, the reason why we needed the verse. Why do we need the verse Aleha to say that sister of wife is prohibited, even in the case of Yibum? Because Asya Be'akesha Mid Rabbi Yona, we would have derived through the linkage of Rabbi Yona that sister of wife is permitted. Rabbi Yona has a very important principle. Some say it's Rabbi Yona, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, has this important principle. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in the end of Parsha Sachremos, the pasuk says, as a wrap up, as a summary, for anyone who will do for any of these abominations, anyone who will do any of these abominations, those doers get cut off. So there is a catch all these arayos that are listed here, all of these prohibitions, sister, daughter, granddaughter, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, grandmother-in-law, sister-in-law, aunts, all these different prohibitions, all of them, kares. So by having a catch-all phrase, kikol asher yaseh mikol, hukshukol arayos kulan, all the arayos are being derived from each other, they're being included in one principle. So therefore, there's a derivation of all arayos to each other. One of the arayos is wife of brother. So I would think that everybody is hukash le'eshasach. Everybody's being compared to eshasach, to the wife of brother. So Ma'ish is Ach Sharia, just like wife of brother gets permitted by Yibum. Of Kol Arayos Nami Sharyan. That's why we'd have thought that all Arayos become permitted by Yibum. Generally, would it not say over Rulu Lota, say with Kares? Maybe not. Maybe not. But I would have thought that Yibum overrules sister of wife, not because there is logic that says sister of wife is similar to husband of brother, to wife of brother. That's not what's going on. If there's a pasuk, that links all the arayos to each other. The pasuk makes them all one rule. So therefore, if we find something with one, that will apply to all the others. So we find with wife of brother that Yibum knocks it out. So Yibum should knock out the prohibition of sister of wife too. That's what we would have thought. Because of the hekesh, because of the linkage of Rabbi Yonah. So you need a special verse to say, no, Yibum does not knock out Arayos, does not knock out a prohibition. That's what we would have thought. Again, hukshu kol Arayos kulin le'eshesach, all the Arayos are being linked to each other, therefore they're all being linked to Eshesach, the wife of brother. Ma'eshesach sharia, just like wife of brother gets permitted by Yibum. Av kol Arayos navi sharyon, all the prohibited women I would have thought get permitted by Yibum. That's what Hashem had to say. No. There is a prohibition of Yibum with sister of wife. So Rav Achim Adifti said, okay, that's good. That's a good explanation for why we need the pasuk. But now I have a new question. Mechti sins kol arayos hikula kushin leishasach hikula kushin lachos isha. This verse is not saying everything's compared to leishasach. The verse says everything's compared to everything. All the arayos are linked to each other. All the arayos are equal to each other. All the arayos are similar to each other. That's what it's saying. So you could compare any case of erva, the 15 women of our Mishnah, daughter, granddaughter, wife's daughter, wife's granddaughter, mother-in-law, grandmother-in-law, sisters-in-law, daughter-in-law, all these different cases of the Mishnah. You can compare them to Eshesach. The wife of brother, you can compare them to Achos Isha, because all the Arayos are compared to each other. Ikal HaKushin El Eshesach, you can compare it to the wife of brother. The Ikal HaKushin El Achos Isha, you can compare it to the sister of wife. My Chazas Dachos Achos Isha, why do you say all the Arayos are compared to sister of wife, and they're all prohibited, and Yibum does not overrule them? Akshin El Eshesach, why don't you compare them all to the wife of brother? And say, just like Yibum overrules wife of brother, Yibum should overrule daughter, Yibum should overrule mother-in-law, Yibum should overrule grandmother, Yibum should overrule all the different arayos, the same way Yibum overrules wife of brother, because everything's compared to each other. So they're all compared to wife of brother too. Answer the Gemara, one answer is, Ibayis, if you want aim, I'll tell you the following. Lekula v'chumra, when we have options, we can compare things to come up with a leniency. The erva gets suspended. Or we can compare things to come up with a stringency. Here don't do Yibum. Here there is an erva. L'chumra makshinan. We always choose the stricter way. So yeah, we had an option. You have the pasuk of Achos Isha, sister of wife. That would say prohibition. We have the pasuk of Eshes Ach. That would say Yibum overrules. You can go lenient. Yibum should overrule. We can go strict. We always go strict. That's the source. If I say alternatively, another reason, different answer I could give you, why if we have this hekesh of Rav Yonah, do we say we learn from Achos Isha to all the other arayas that they're prohibited? Ibayis Ema, if you want, I'll tell you like this. Hachatre Isuri, Hachatre Isuri. In all the arayos, there are two prohibitions. There's the fact that she is the wife of brother and the fact that she is the Yavam's daughter. She is the wife of brother, and she is the Yavam's wife's daughter. She's the wife of brother, and she's the Yavam's mother-in-law. There are two prohibitions. V'achotre Isuri, with sister of wife, also there are two prohibitions. She's prohibited because she was the wife of brother, and she's prohibited because she is the sister of the wife. V'tre mitre yalfinan. So we derive scenarios of two prohibitions from scenarios of two prohibitions. Aval hacha, but Eshesach, the wife of brother, chada yisur, that's only one prohibition. Tremi chada lo yalfina. We're not going to say, well, if Yibum can knock out one prohibition, Yibum should knock out two prohibitions. That's not necessarily the case. You don't derive a case of two prohibitions from a case of a single prohibition. All right, now yet another answer to the question. Again, the original question, which we keep coming back to, is why do we need a verse to tell me that Achos Isha, the sister of wife, is exempt from Yibum? There's no reason why we would think that Achos Isha could have Yibum. Achos Isha, the sister of wife, is an erva. It's a prohibited relation. Yibum is a mitzvah saseh. A regular mitzvah saseh cannot overrule a prohibited relation that has with it a penalty of kares. Rav Amar, Rava said, you're right, erva lo tzricha kra. We don't need a pasuk for a prohibited relation. Teina say, docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares. It's to say, does not have the ability to push aside a lo taseh that has a kares penalty. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that sister of wife is not permitted by Yibum. Ki itzchich kra, the pasuk is not for the sister of wife. The pasuk is lemei sartzara. The pasuk is needed to prohibit the co-wife of your wife's sister, and to say that she is prohibited. Even though there's Yibum, there's a prohibition of litzror. There's a prohibition of marrying the co-wife of the erva. Asks the Gemara, the erva lo tzricha kra. Is that really true? That the prohibited woman herself, you don't need a pasuk? But Tanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa, based on this word aleha? The brisa said, ein li elahi. Okay, with aleha, I only know that she is exempted. How do I know her co-wife? So it sounds like we do need a pasuk for her too. Says the Gemara, no. When it said we need aleha for her, that's mishum tarasa. That's just to explain how we got to co-wife. The Braisa said, okay, we have a pasuk for her, aleha. How do we know co-wife? Litzur. But really, we don't even need aleha. Because that's logic. We really only need the litzur. I va katani, but the Braisa said, ain't the alahein. I would have only known these women, the arayos, that are like Achos Isha. How do I know that the co-wives? Again, the Gemara says it's not really we don't need anything for them. They don't need the arayos themselves. It's logic that they don't have yibum, because they are averos with kares. It's all mishum tzarosein. It's all because of the co-wives. That's what we need the psukim for. Tashma, come to your proof. Is that really true? We learned in another brisa. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says the pasuk says in yibum, Yivama yavo aleha, her brother-in-law will have relations with her, ulekacha lo liisha, and take her to be his wife, yidma, do yibum with her. It didn't say v'lakach, it says ulekacha, he'll take her. It didn't say v'yibim, it says v'yibma. So the fact that it says ulekacha, and it says v'yibma, lesar saros v'arayos. These two words, v'yibma and ulekacha, is to prohibit the erva and her co-wife. So you see, we need a pasuk for the erva. It's not just the logic that it's an isser kares, it's a prohibition with kares. Amos says, well, just change the language of the braisa. Le'asar tzaro shel arayos. We need lekacha and v'yibma to prohibit the co-wives of the arayos. But you have two words here. You have lekacha and v'yibma. My love chad le'erva v'chad le'tzar, isn't it that one is for the erva and one is for her co-wife? Lo, says the Gemara, idi v'idi le'tzara, both are for the co-wife. Chad le'meisar tzara, mako mitzvah. One is to prohibit the co-wife in the case of mitzvah. In other words, the erva, the daughter-in-law, the sister of wife, they were married to the brother, and there's a co-wife also. So then when the brother dies, the co-wife becomes prohibited because there was a mitzvah context. In other words, how does the logic work? The erva knocks out the zika. Since the erva knocks out the zika, the co-wife is prohibited because she's now a wife of brother without mitzvah. She's eshes ach shelo b'makom mitzvah. She's wife of brother without a mitzvah. So she becomes prohibited. So in that case, there's a prohibition on a co-wife. The other word is l'mishri tzara shelo b'makom mitzvah. Let's say there's a co-wife and there's no mitzvah involved. A man's daughter married some stranger. And that stranger has other wives. And then the stranger dies. People who had been wives together with his daughter of a man, they're not prohibited to him. They're no relation to him. They're allowed to him. So the idea that co-wives of an Erev but not in the mitzvah context are permitted, that's why you have another word. My time up. Why is it that the the tzara is my time? Why is it that the tzara, the co-wife, is only prohibited in the case of erva? The co-wife of an erva is only prohibited in a case of yibum, in a case of the mitzvah. Because the fact is, the Torah could have said v'yibim. Why did it say v'yibma? And he will be miyabim her. It's to say bimkom yibum. In the case of yibum, hu dasira tzara. That's when the co-wife is prohibited. From the word lekacha, take her, not the co-wife. In the case of yibum, the co-wife becomes prohibited. Shalobim yakom yibum, but if it's not a yibum case, because the co-wife is a situation where she was married to some stranger, Shar Yatzar, the co-wife is permitted. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Masnisin Nami Deka. The Mishnah also is clearly saying this. Like Rava, that the Erva herself, we don't need a pasuk for. The Katani, because it's said in the Mishnah, Chamesh Esrei Nashim, 15 women, Potros Tzaroseyan, they exempt their co-wives. It doesn't say 15 women are themselves exempt and they exempt their co-wives. It says 15 women exempt their co-wives. That's the new idea, that they exempt the co-wife. But that they themselves are exempt? That's not a new idea. That's obvious because it's an Avera with Kares. Ask the Gemara. Why is it that we don't need a verse to say that the Arayos, daughter and daughter-in-law and sister of wife, we don't need a verse to say that an arayos are prohibited to the yavam, because you're saying the inasei do chalos asei sheish bokaris, and asei cannot overrule a lo tasei with karis. Tzara nami lo tibayikra, co-wife shouldn't need a pasuk. Inasei do chalos asei sheish bokaris. How can asei overrule the lo tasei with karis? After all, once I know that they're exempt from Yibum, of course, the Asay can't overrule the Lo Tasay that has Karis to it. Amalei Ravacha Barbibi Mar, the Ravina Ravacha answered, Achi Karmina Nishmei de Rava, this is what we said in the name of Rava, Tzara Nami Lo Tzuchra. The co-wife also, there's no need for a Pasuk. The Yitzchukra, the Pasuk of Aleha, is Lemishri Tzara Shalobim Akom Mitzvah. The Pasuk of Aleha is to say that the co-wife is permitted when it's a co-wife who's not married to a brother, when you don't have the mitzvah of Yibum in the picture. Ask the Gemara, my time, how do you see this from the word Aleha? So the Gemara explains, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk said, V'isha lachosa lo sikach litzror, Legalos ervasa aleha bechayeha. That's saying b'makom aleha. In a scenario of aleha. Namely, aleha is a way to say yibum. Because yivamo yavo aleha, the verse says. So in a scenario of aleha, hu dasira. That's where the co-wife is prohibited from the word litzra. Shalom b'makom aleha. But if you don't have aleha, you don't have yibum, then sharia. Then the co-wife is permitted. The co-wife of an erva is permitted to the relative of the erva. It's only with yibum that the co-wife would be prohibited. Amalei Rami Bar Chama l'Rava. Rami Bar Chama said to Rava, Eima erva gufe. Maybe that this prohibition itself of sister of wife is only in a situation of alel, only in a situation of yibum. And shelo b'makom mitzvah, if there's no mitzvah scenario here, Tishtari, then a person maybe should be allowed to marry his wife's sister. Says the Gemara, how can you think that? V'lav kol v'chomer, isn't that logic? V'mako mitzvah asira. When it's yibum, he's not allowed to marry his wife's sister. Even though there's yibum, we want to recreate the family of the deceased. Shalom b'mako mitzvah sharia, when there's no yibum, you're going to think it's going to be allowed? Amar Leisi said, well, it's not such a question. Tzara tochiach, think about a co-wife. B'makom mitzvah asira, where there's yibum, the co-wife is prohibited. Shalom b'makom mitzvah, where there's no yibum, shaya, she's permitted. Amar lei, so Rabbi said, alecha amar krab b'chayah. Your concern, that's what the verse said, in her lifetime. That's saying, kol she b'chayah. Anything which is during the lifetime of the wife is prohibited. As long as the wife is alive, her sister is prohibited, whether the sister is coming from the brother-in-law or not. Says more 1 second, but this word b'chayah is needed for something else, to teach me that after the wife dies, a man can marry her sister. That what we learn from another phrase. A woman don't take her to her sister. If it's just that phrase, a woman don't take her to her sister. Have a mean would have thought to say, don't take the sister of a wife when she is your wife. Nizgar shasharya, but if you divorced your wife, then you are allowed to marry her sister. Tamalom, that's why I need to have the word b'chaya during her lifetime. Kol she b'chaya, as long as the wife is still alive, even if she's no longer the wife because she got divorced. Afagavna nizgar, even though she's divorced, lo, you can't marry her sister. Elohim, Ravuna bar Tachlifa mishmei de Rava. So therefore, Ravuna, the son of Rav Tachlifa, said, in the name of Rava, the Torah prohibits the arayos of achos isha, even when it's not a mitzvah, because trei krai ksivi, you have two psukim about this prohibition of marrying the sister of wife. Ksivi, we have one pasuk, isha lachos alosikach litzror, don't marry a woman, don't take as a bundle, as a co-wife, a sister of your wife. Ksivi, then the pasuk goes on to say, right, litzror, it sounds like both is a problem. And it says legalo servasa, to reveal her nakedness, which sounds like the chada mashma. There's only one that there's a problem. Okay, so how do you resolve it? B'mako mitzvah, when we're dealing with a situation of a mitzvah, then shteyan asuros, then they're both prohibited. And shelo b'mako mitzvah, and when it's not a mitzvah, it's not that the sister-in-law is coming from being the wife of the brother. Sister-in-law is coming from some other place, from some other person she was married to. He asura, the sister-in-law, the sister of the wife is prohibited, but sarasa mutares, her co-wife, is allowed. As it says, the galos ervasa. And litzror is to say, the shalom b'mako mitzvah, and right, so that's but shalom b'mako mitzvah, he asura, when it's not a place of mitzvah, she's prohibited. It's a rasa mutaris, but the co-wife is allowed. Asks the Gemara, Ipachana, why don't I say the opposite? B'mako mitzvah, when you have the mitzvah of Yibam, we should say, hi asura, sister of wife is prohibited, but sarasa mutaris, her co-wife should be allowed to enable the mitzvah to happen. The shalom b'mako mitzvah, if there's no Yibam, shtei asura, they'll both be prohibited. Says the Gemara, im kain, if that would be the case, that litzror is not talking about a case of Yibam, and lo yomar aleha. We shouldn't have the word aleha. We shouldn't have the word aleha. Aleha is to say that this pasuk with litzor is talking about a case of yibum. Right? Why would we have the word aleha? So, the fact we have the word aleha is to say, in the case of litzor, that's where you have aleha. And to say, no, when you have the mitzvah, that there you have a prohibition of erva and the prohibition of the co-wife of the erva as well.
B'chayaha teaches us that while she's alive,
but the sister is prohibited,
so if
even
she's
if she's
alive
divorced,
but divorced,
still
dead, he can.
That's right. That's right. If the man's wife died, then he can marry her sister. But if she's alive, even if divorced from him, he cannot marry her sister.
Because that has nothing to do with the Yibum, and that could just be he fell in love with her or wants to...
Yeah. That's right.
And why can't we just pull the Chalitza card in some of these questionable, you know, where it's too close for comfort? Why don't we just say, just do Chalitza?
Mm.
And get away from some of these karistic averas.
That's true. No, but we said that there's no Zika at all. Also, when you see Chalitza, people might think you could do Yibum.
Yeah, you cannot do chalitza just to do it. I mean, there's no
avera in chalitza and firio, but freezer. But no, it's based on these psukim that there's no mitzvah at all.
Okay.
Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, "Mimai dehay aleha the isura." The whole discussion is based on the word aleha. Aleha is yibum. How do you know that aleha is a prohibition? Tilmalei teira. Maybe it's saying that in the case of yibum, achos isha gets permitted. This is what Hashem is saying. Isha lachos l'sikach litzror. Don't marry the sister of your wife. Lo hi velo tsarasa, neither her nor her co-wife. Shelo b'makom aleha. That's when there's no yibum. Avol b'makom aleha. But in the case of yibum, shtei en mutaros, both of them would be permitted. Says the Gemara, Kain, if so, when the Torah says lagalos erva, t'chada, where only one is prohibited. Where's that case? Even makom mitzvah, according to what you're saying, in the case of a mitzvah, shtein mutars, they're both permitted. Yishalob makom mitzvah, and if it's not a mitzvah, shtein asuros, they're both prohibited. So therefore, no. Allah is teaching us that this prohibition of litzror is talking about in the case of yibum, but when it's not yibum, and there's no prohibition of litzror, and the co-wife is permitted, and just the erva is prohibited. Gufo, we learned earlier, we quoted that Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, it could have said v'lakach, but it said v'lakcha, it could have said v'yibem, it said v'yibma, les or tzaras v'arayas, that's to prohibit the co-wives and the arayas. Midi tzaras k'tiviyacha, where do we have co-wives written here? Oh, tsaros min litzror nafka. I thought we learned tsaros from the word litzror in regards to the sister of wife. Against the Gemara, litzror mapikle, Rabbi look at Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi uses litzror for something else. Rabbi Shimon says if you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven marries Rachel, and Shimon marries the sister of Rachel, Leah. If both Reuven and Shimon die without kids, so now Rachel and Leah, who were sisters, are now sort of skukas to Levi. Rabbi Shimon says from the word litzror about a bundle, you can't have a bundle of a wife and her sister. We learn that there's no yibum. All right, so now let's go back to the first question. Where's tzara written here? So we had asked, tzara hachaksiv, does it say tzara over here? How does Rabbi learn from ulukacha and from v'yibma that a tzara is prohibited? That's the Gemara Achikam. So Rabbi is saying, Im Kain, if the tzara of an erva, the koif of an erva, would be permitted, Lemakra, the pasuk should say, Vilakach, and he is to marry a wife. Mai ulekacha, why does it say he's to take her? Ulekacha lo liisha. The fact that it said ulekacha is telling us that a man died with two wives. The Torah says, "Ulekacha, I should marry her, not both of them." That's to say, "Kol hecha v'ika trei likuchin." The Torah is saying, when you have a situation where you could have married either one, then tibay nasifai, tibay nasifai, could have married this one, could have married that one. Then sharia, if you could have taken this one, you could have taken that one. Then there's yibum, but ilo. But if it's a situation where you don't have the option of taking this one or that one, so then you don't have yibum, and tarvayu asiron, they're both prohibited. That's the source that an erva exempts her tzara. Then the fact that it said v'yibman, it didn't say v'yibim. As I say, b'makom yibum uda asira tzara. In the case of yibum, that's where the co-wife is prohibited. Shalo b'makom yibum, but if it's not yibum, shar yatzara, the co-wife's allowed. For Rabbanan who don't need this, hayu l'kacha mayavidle, what do they dash on the word l'kacha? They use it for the lesson of Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Dam Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina lekacha is to marry her. Malamed, that teaches you that once he did the yibum, she's fully married. Megar she beget. If he wants a divorce, he has to give a get. And magzira, even after he gave the get, he could remarry her so long as she didn't marry anybody else. She becomes a regular wife. What do we learn from the word v'yibma? V'yibma teaches us that baal karcha, that yibum can take place against her will, and she'll become his wife. And Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef Chanina, how does he know that law, that if they want to separate, they give a get, and not chalitza once they did the Yibum? Nili Isha Nafka, because it says Lukacha Lo Liisha, he'll take her to be his wife. That means she becomes his wife. And Baal Karcha, he learns from the words Yavama Yavo Aleha Nafka. Since it says her Yavam will come upon her, sounding like even against her will. If that is the case, then there is Yibum. Okay, we'll stop here. And